Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do that, since today is the Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. But if you want to whine a little bit about it, that's, you know, it's perfectly okay with me. It's also National Make a Friend Day. Who do you think makes this stuff up? I know it's not Manny.
He just finds it.
Yeah. But I guess somebody sits down with a calendar and thinks, the day before Lincoln's birthday, it's before Valentine's Day, President's Week is not very far away. Let's not cry over spilled milk. And someone else says, well, I know, but, you know, my best friend, wait a minute, maybe we could combine them. Don't cry over spilled friendships. And then someone said, oh no, that sounds kind of sloppy, let's just make it into two. And that's how it happened. I just made that entire thing up. I've seen too much theater. I've seen, in the last week, I've seen I think 7 plays. I was a little behind, so I caught up. So I'll do that today. I'll tell you about theater. There's some really, really, there's some very unusual theater around. There's some really great theater around there. And you know what's happening to Broadway is Broadway has kind of become a pit stop for Hollywood. All these sort of famous actors sort of come to Hollywood, come to New York. Sometimes it's off Broadway, sometimes on Broadway. But they kind of kill, like Bradley Cooper's around, Jake Gyllenhaal is around. And let me tell you, the lines outside the theater of people looking for autographs, and they just use their smartphones to take pictures, just selfies.
Yeah.
Selfies drive me nuts. And the thing is, it was bad enough when people would say, could I have my picture taken with you? And you say, oh, okay. Because you figure, well, there was at least some minor possibility that somebody would take a decent picture. Because, I mean, you can't, like, if I'm doing something, like if I'm doing television or a book tour or whatever, I need a publicity photo, then I'll say, okay, but I want to see, you know, I want to make the final choice. And they'll usually let you do that. And they usually get a good photographer. And so the difficulty is not finding a good one, although I'm not particularly photogenic, but I've kind of learned how to do that a little bit. But it's, you know, choosing between some really good photographs, as opposed to people who are just going around taking pictures of you. And I don't think they intentionally try to get you looking stupid. But the odds are definitely in their favor for that. I mean, and because I don't know, sometimes it's in daylight, so there's not a flash, and sometimes they just sort of take it, and so your mouth is half open. Hopefully you're not picking your nose in public, so you don't have a picture of your nose. But, I mean, they're just all sorts of really horrible photographs. And, of course, their version of, oh, wow, this is a great photo, and yours are not necessarily any overlap, none at all. And the selfies make it worse, because it's a bad angle. Have you ever taken a good selfie? Have you ever seen anybody take a good selfie?
I've seen a few solid, decent ones. I think I've probably taken a couple. But
I think they're the people with those little extenders, mm-hmm. so they can take a picture of themselves with a big background. They can take it from enough distance.
Yeah.
Because the resolution on cell phones is pretty good. It's
right.
The angle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so like I was at the BAFTA thing over the weekend, and the British Academy of Television and whatever's, and people were taking pictures, and they said, oh, this is a really good picture, and I you'd think I'd learn by now not to say, can I see it? Don't say that, because you're just better off not knowing. Because I said, oh gosh, that's really weird, and they said, oh no, you look beautiful. And so what are you going to say? No, I don't. Could you get rid of that picture? They're not going to do it. So just don't ask. I know, I'm whining. I hate having my picture taken. And now there's just no way. Because people, I mean, the nice people will ask. The other people will just take it anyway. So you might as well, I mean, go around smiling all the time. Makes you look like a fool. What can I tell you? All right, today, 1531, Henry VIII. This is kind of a churchy day. This is kind of a religious day.
Mm-hmm.
Henry VIII was recognized as supreme head of the Church of England. Okay, the Religious Society of France, also known as Quakers, petitions U.S. Congress for the abolition of slavery. God bless. In 1790, right? So that's 75 years.
Yeah, I was just going to say, think about how long it actually...
75 years. I mean, everybody did it before we did. Russia did it before we did.
Wow.
All right. Not exactly people that are necessarily dedicated to human rights, but they did it a long time before we did. The first session of the United States Senate was open to the public. Sit-down strike ends when General Motors recognized the United Auto Workers in 1937. Sorry. BBC produced the world's first ever science. I know what this was. I wonder if you have you ever read it? Science fiction TV program, an adaptation of a section of the Carol K. Peck RUR, which I had to read that. I had to read. It's terrific. It's the first science fiction, and it's the first time that the term robot was ever used. And the idea is that robots would take over the world. Yeah. Mm. 1938. You talk about prescient.
Yeah.
It's really, everybody should go read it. It's RUR, capital R, capital U, capital R. And I think it's, it was an acronym for United Robots or something. I don't remember. I just remember it was RUR. And it wasn't, I don't think it was actually written in English to begin with. I think he's a Czech. But anyway, it's fascinating. And it was 77 years ago. Long time ago. That's a long time.
Rossum's Universal Robots. I just
there you go. Universal Robots, yeah.
And he was Czech, yes.
Hey, you know, somewhere there's an English teacher who's really proud of me. I mean, I just have that kind of brain, right, where important ideas can quite often elude me, but the trivia gets stuck, like a filter in a dryer. Tibet Arms Control Treaty in 1971, outlawing nuclear weapons on the ocean floor. Can you believe we actually had to talk about that?
I know.
I mean, how depressing is that?
Yeah.
First release of American prisoners from Vietnam in 1973. China lifted a ban on Aristotle. China in 1978, right? That's 37 years ago. Listed a ban on works by, get ready for this, Aristotle, Shakespeare, and Dickens. It's probably back in place now. In 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison outside Cape Town after 27 years as a political prisoner. I worked at one of my jobs with a guy from South Africa, and I will never forget this. He went over to the UN to vote for the first time. He was white, but he went to vote and stood in line to vote, and there were blacks in line, and he came back with tears in his eyes saying he didn't think it was going to happen in his lifetime. I've never forgotten that. Mm. Buster Douglas, a 40-1 underdog, knocked Mike Tyson out in 1990 in 10 rounds in Tokyo to win the boxing world heavyweight title and caused one of the largest upsets in sports history.
Yeah, I remember that.
Boy. Did you? I'm not a fan particularly of... I'll tell you my Mike Tyson story maybe in a minute.
I have one too.
Oh, we do? Oh, good. We'll tell Mike Tyson stories. Everybody else can call him with Mike Tyson stories as well. In 2013, Benedict the 16th was the first pope since, I think, 1415 or something to announce his resignation. More than half a millennium. Hmm. Yeah, it was like the 1400s. Hmm. He announced it because he said he was too old. He said he was not able to, in mind and spirit, carry on the role. Pretty interesting. All right, you want to quickly tell your Mike Tyson story?
Well, I just remember when I was a kid, my uncle used to order the Tyson fights all the time on pay-per-view, you know, the old HBO stuff. And I remember the Michael Spinks fight in, I think, 88, it might have been. I remember we were, you know, I was a little kid, so I don't actually remember, but I remember my mother telling me this story about how everybody sat down to get ready to watch the fight. You know, Tyson's coming out, and they're getting ready to introduce him and everything. And a couple of people said, hold on, I'm going to go upstairs and get some popcorn. So they went upstairs, made the popcorn, came back downstairs.
Fight was over.
Fight was over.
Yeah, I remember that part, too. All right. Yeah. Well, my Mike Tyson story isn't quite as... It's a little more modern. And but it probably went on for about maybe even a little longer. 855-993-7569. Call us up and tell us what's going on for a long time, a short time, or, you know, spilled milk for friendships. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I thought we would just do a little bit of a follow-up on what is certainly turning out to be. You know, I think no matter what you feel about the rightness or wrongness, I think it's still a very sad story with Brian Williams. He was suspended yesterday for 6 months without pay, which is certainly a great deal more. People were yesterday talking about a slap on the wrist, and I think that this is certainly more than a slap on the wrist, number one. I mean, 6 months without pay, and presumably he's still under contract, so he can't go work for somebody else. But the real question is, what happens after that 6 months? And I would put it up on Facebook, and this I don't think this is really, you know, I kind of tend to shy away from stories that deal with a specific individual that I don't know. Because I think it's not really I don't think it's very fair to kind of pile on people. You know, I'm a psychologist, and I think to a certain extent that may give me additional, I don't know, credibility or something when we're talking about issues like this. And when we talk about it, I'm very careful to say, you know, I don't know Brian Williams. I've met him once, and I wouldn't begin to say that I know anything about him, but I could talk about why people lie. In general, which is what we did yesterday. But I think in this particular case, sort of saying, what do you think should happen? Because people's response have been everything from appropriate to severe to unprecedented to unbelievable. I mean, he apologized just a little less than a week ago. He took himself off the news voluntarily. I don't think he anticipated this kind of response. And the question is, do they know something that we don't? That NBC News clearly acted quickly and severely. They didn't fire him, but it was clear that they were saying this is not a minor issue. You know, that we need to preserve the integrity of a news division. And it certainly created some major ripples. They were talking about the fact that Dan Burke and Tom Murphy, I knew both of those dudes because because they had taken over Cap Cities and when I was at ABC, so I sort of knew about them. They were not at ABC, they were at ABC, but basically Steve Burke apparently was, is Dan Burke's, I think, kid. And that both Burke and Murphy, the father and Tom Murphy, were just absolutely, and I can tell you this, I was at the meeting when they took over, when they were introduced to the ABC family at the time, and they said, this isn't family. Our family lives a couple blocks from here. This is work. And, I mean, there was nothing fuzzy or sweet. I mean, it was they weren't mean. It's just, listen up, folks. Don't get warm and fuzzy about us because that's not what we're going to do here. And so, basically, part of the issue at Cap Cities, and I was there when there were a couple of issues. Somebody had gotten a stripper to a birthday party, and the person was fired. Not a rap on the wrist. You know, you're gone because someone else. I don't even remember if that was somebody had filed as an example of sexual harassment. At the time, there were all sorts of shenanigans going on, and these guys came in and really cleaned house. And the person was fired summarily. They weren't given, you know, a warning. They weren't given suspension. They were fired for getting a stripper to a party. I knew of one situation where there was an affair going on, and the person who was, he was head of a department, and he was having an affair with, they were both married to other people, and she got transferred, and I'm not sure why she wasn't fired. And he got fired summarily. And because what they said is they created a sexualized environment. And obviously neither of them filed a harassment suit, but the notion was that they created an overly sexualized environment. And one of them was fired, and to my knowledge, never worked again. The other one was seriously demoted, and I'm not sent far away. She was banished. And I'm not sure why she maintained her job and the other one didn't. Maybe because she was in a less powerful position. So... So the question is, you know, what happens now and what should happen? And my guess is that his career's over. But we'll see. I mean, there are certainly people who've come back from embarrassing situations. I think this was the comment that this is the comment I think that that Steve Burke read. He said, "There's been a painful period for all of us concerned. We appreciate your patience while we gather the available facts." So my guess is there's something else going on. By his actions, Brian has jeopardized the trust millions of Americans place in NBC News. His actions are inexcusable, and a suspension is severe and appropriate. Brian's life's work is delivering the news. I know Brian loves his country, NBC News, and his colleagues. He deserves a second chance, and we are rooting for him. Brian has shared his deep remorse with me, and he's committed to winning back everyone's trust. So who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly a minor light there. At you know, some hope, but
he's going to have to really work his way back up.
Yeah, and I wondered what it would be. Apparently there was a group of people who felt Brian Williams is too big to fail because NBC had invested too much money in building his brand. Nobody bothered to ask, is NBC too big to fail? The answer was no. Therefore, he was going to be thrown overboard before the ship went down.
Mm.
So there we go.
Wow.
He did get fired. He did have cause. So we'll see. So as far as I'm concerned, one of the things, you know, that I hope that he does. I mean, I think we're a country that believes in redemption. We're a country that believes in second chances. We're a country that believes in remorse, that if you apologize. I think his apology was a little less than remorseful, but I think he's going to have a chance to probably make another apology at some point. And I personally am rooting for him. You hope that he can sort of come back and said, look, I deserve this. I'd gotten too big for my britches. I confused news and entertainment. So there you go.
I'm pulling for him too, because like I've told you before, I was a big fan of his for the last few years, and it's, you know, it's obviously really disappointing to see things turn out this way for him. But you know, you if you're a fan of somebody and they make a mistake and they get punished for it, you know, you just hope that they can, you know, bounce back and get back to where they were.
Yeah, I hope so too. And the point is, you know, at this moment, I mean, I've heard three or four people yesterday mention when somebody was lying, they said they pulled a Brian Williams, and that's not exactly what you're looking for. So we've got it on Facebook. Call us and tell you what you think is fair or not fair. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Sally, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Sally.
My mom, I've called you several times before. I'm the one that I'm homeschooling my three kids. I have a mom who's in assisted living. I go there 4 evenings a week, and she is in such bad shape. I just can't even consider taking her on this trip. We have taken her on trips before, shorter trips, not a whole week, usually about 4 or 5 days, with my sister and me both taking care of her because she has to have 24-hour care. But my husband and I are taking my kids and my parents-in-law to Disney. People who have mentioned that, oh, she's going to make me feel terrible, they'll say, oh, don't even tell her you're going, which is impossible since I go there 4 evenings a week. And other people say, well, just wait until you're there. And I think she would react in a much worse way. So I don't know. I mean, I know I need to tell her before the trip. I don't know if I should tell her now
When's the trip? The trip's the end of the month. All right. So let's go through this. How old is mom?
She's only 75. So, she has horrible neuropathy.
All right. Let me ask you a question, and I'm not really trying to guilt you into anything. I'm just trying to think. If you said to her, and please, I can hear you bristling already. But if you said to her, mom, listen, we're thinking about going to Disney. We maybe get you a wheelchair, but we're going to be outside in the sun a lot. How and you can't go on the rides. Well, how does that feel to you? My guess is she'd say, oh, honey, I don't think I'm up for this one. Don't you think?
No, actually, no. She would be the opposite.
She'd want to go?
She was one who traveled. Yeah, oh, yeah. She was one who traveled all her life. And
all right, I got it.
Think.
But so what would be how, if we said this, and if we said this may be a really important trip for your mom, would there be a way to do it? Would there be a way to do it for part of the time? Or could you hire someone to come so that... Because I know that if you're taking care of her, it's going to limit your interaction with your kids and with your in-laws. But is there a way to do this at all?
No.
Is there a way to do it separate with her? Of maybe you and she going... And that's the other alternative, is to figure out a trip that she could go on with just you. Because, I mean, she might... Or
yeah,
maybe
now
even,
that's...
Because, look, if you say to somebody, and I think this happens, it's not even with somebody, it's, look, if your mom was perfectly healthy, but you really wanted to spend some time with your kids, or you wanted to go on a second honeymoon with your husband, or you just wanted to go with your in-laws, and your in-laws don't get along terribly well with your mom, it'd be the same issue, which is, what do we tell somebody when we're not going to include them in something that's fun that they would ordinarily like to do? Because that's really the issue, not so much that mom can't do it, but that... it's just not really possible to do it. So one of the possibilities is to saying to her, instead of, look, we're going to Disney and you don't get to come, ha, 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 which I know you wouldn't say, but to say to her, mom, we've got a trip planned with the in-laws. I wouldn't probably go into a whole lot of detail unless she asks, which she very well may, but say, look, let's figure out what your favorite place could be. We could take you to Disney with the kids. In theory, you could for a weekend. We could go to the Everglades. We could go to Branson. We could go to D.C., assuming that the museum is ever open again. I mean, think about something that she would like to do and maybe give her something that she would like to do. Because, I don't know, has she traveled before with your in-laws?
No.
Okay, because, see, I think that's the issue as much as anything else, and that's certainly you're out on this. Of, mom, you know, let's plan a trip that you would like to go on, and it may be a day trip or maybe a series of day trips, because one of the ways, I mean, if you say to her, and I know this is true with my mom, if I say to mom, listen, I'm going on a cruise with somebody, she'll say, well, how come you're not going with me? But if I say, mom, would you like to go on a cruise? She'll say, oh, honey, you know, let me think about it. I really can't do it right now, because she knows what her limitations are right now. So it's a whole different issue if I say to her, let's plan a trip. What would you like to do? And then she can then veto it, as opposed to my saying, mom, I'm not going to take you on someplace. I'm going with somebody else, because that will get her little competitive juices going. And how come you go with somebody else, and how come you don't love me anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So can you think of something
that
she...
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, I didn't know if I should add... Well, we've been on trips, because every fall and spring we do take her on a trip. Like, we just went to D.C. in June. And so that would soften.
All right. Well, but Sally, that's, you know, what have you done for me lately? That's not, I mean, yes, but irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Just in the same way. But I remembered your birth. If I said to you, Sally, I answered your question last time. You know, you liked the answer last time. That makes no difference. What you want to focus on is the here and now. So that's interesting but not relevant. So why has she deteriorated so much since June that you don't think she could travel this time? Or you just think she'd be a distraction?
No. She hasn't deteriorated since then. She's actually deteriorated for years. It's just that my sister and I have to do it together because I cannot possibly take her.
Well, then just tell her that. I mean, just say, look, you know, that you know, the kids and the in-laws are going to, we're going to go for a trip. Susan, who's now your sister, and I are going to take you sometime in, you know, plan a trip so the three of us can go someplace. That's what I do. Okay. Just make it that simple. Don't make it a big deal. Don't sort of, I mean, your palms may be a little sweaty, but the deal is, we're going to go, so I'm going to be gone for a couple of days, but I'll call you every night, and I'll send you pictures if she has access to if you'd like to a computer, then Susan and I are going to take you to figure out what you'd like to go in January or December or whatever, okay?
Okay. Now, my next question is, when should I tell her?
Well, I mean, I don't see any point. I mean, she's not stupid. She's just old, and she has some trouble getting around. You know, I don't see any particular. The thing is, if you wait too long, she's going to say, "How long have you known this? How come you didn't tell me?" So, I don't see any reason. I would just say, "Listen, I'm going to, toward the end of the month, I'm going to be out of town for a couple of days. I'm going to go with the in-laws." Because they're here's what I would say. I'd say I'm going to be out of town for a couple of days with the in-laws because they're jealous that you and I are going places all the time and they never get to go. Okay? Yeah, you got it. Thank you. And
thank you.
Yeah, the question is, would you like me to get somebody in to visit you? Do you want me to call you every day? How soon would you like to have a trip with the three of us? Okay?
All right. That sounds good.
And there's no reason
Thank
not to
you.
Tell her now, because you could say, look, I can get somebody to come in and visit you, or, I can arrange to have meals delivered, or I can have somebody from the church to visit. So the idea, look, is rather than giving her a fait accompli, which to a certain extent you are, I would give her options of, look, I'm going to be gone for a couple of days because the in-laws are so jealous that we go with you all the time and they never get to go anyplace. So we're going to go with them, going to be out of town for a couple of days. I usually come and visit you. Would you like me to call you? Would you like me to have somebody come over? Would you like to have deli delivery? Tell me what would work well for you, and then we have enough time to plan it. So I'd probably tell her in the fairly near future.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and the idea being just very casually, we're doing this because they're jealous, and you and I, we're going to plan this trip, and when would you like to go? Now, don't be completely surprised if she gets a little whiny. Well, how come you're not taking me? And just say, look, this is a trip that the in-laws always feel that, we spend special time with you, and the daughters tend to be closer to their moms, and the in-laws are just feeling kind of, they're feeling a little gypped, so we thought we'd do something to make them happy as well. Okay.
Yes, and that's another conversation you should have one day about daughters-in-law, because daughters-in-law are very bad about spending time with their parents-in-law.
Yes, they are.
I have brothers that my sisters-in-law could care less about all of us, so
part of that is the boys. That if the boys say, look, and part of that is also the in-laws, make very sure, folks, everyone on either side, that when your children bring home their loves, that you don't say, I don't think so. Because if you don't think they'll tell them, you're silly. And if those people end up married, you've got a built-in enemy who's going to avoid you. So whatever their choices are, you just think that they're wonderful. And you don't have to be hypocritical, but you certainly should not be judgmental, because that's what happens. Of the girls feel like, well, they said I was too fat, or I was pregnant, or I already had a kid, or they weren't our kind of people, and then be surprised when the daughter-in-laws don't want anything to do with the parents who judge them so harshly. So everybody, let's all agree together, if you don't have something nice to say, call me, but don't tell it to your kid, all right? Because you will not have access to the grandkids, among other things.
That's right. And I'll need you around in 20 years with my sons-in-law.
Well,
okay?
You could just remind yourself of it now. But go start planning something with your mom so she doesn't feel left out, and tell her that the in-laws are jealous of all the time. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, I'm going to tell you quickly my Mike Tyson story, since we were talking about that earlier. And this was the day in history that that Mike Tyson got his, his clock knocked?
His bell rung.
His bell rung, yeah.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. It was like 25 years ago. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I know.
Time goes fast. Yeah. All right, so my Mike Tyson story was about 6 months ago. My building has a gym, which I know a lot of buildings do. So I was down doing sit-ups or something, and Mike Tyson walks in. And first of all, he's much broader than you think he is, but he's much shorter. He's not very big.
Yeah, I think he's only about 5'9 or 5'10 maybe.
I don't even think that tall. I'd say probably closer to 5'8.
Okay.
But at any rate, but he's and he had on white shorts and a red T-shirt that looks like it was sprayed on. He's very muscular, as you can imagine. And his facial tattoos, you know, those kind of weird Maori sort of things, have faded a lot, but you can still see them.
Okay.
So he comes in and he grabs 2 20-pound barbells, and he's doing flies. And he's grunting. He does 10. And I'm just doing sit-ups, and I'm kind of interested because I hadn't really seen Mike Tyson up close before. And he's looking around, and nobody's paying any attention. I'm clearly the gym wasn't very full, but there were more people than me, and nobody was paying any attention.
Hmm.
So he leaves. He comes in back about 5 minutes later, does the same thing all over again, and nobody's paying any attention. He does it actually 3 times, where he does 10 flies, grunting, make a lot of noise, nobody's paying any attention, comes back, does it the 3rd time, and by now I am laughing so hard, I can't do a sit-up because I'm, and you know, I sort of felt sorry for him because clearly part of the Tyson need in life is to sort of be noticed, and I probably, if I was a nicer person than I am, would have said, "Hi, Mike, how are you doing? Well, that's really impressive." But he was so sort of unapproachable, yet needy. So that's my Mike Tyson story.
Hmm.
All right, moving from Mike Tyson. Did you know that the Powerball is $485 million today?
My goodness, yeah. Wow.
I think that's the largest, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is the highest
amount.
Let's
see if it says.
Ever.
And it'll probably go higher because, you know, whenever you say, because, you know, I think lottery tickets is, a friend of mine used to say, is a stupidity tax. I mean, it just doesn't make much sense. But the only time I ever buy it is there $500 million for the annuity. It would be the 3rd largest top prize in Powerball history, the 5th largest lottery jackpot ever in the United States. Taken as a lump sum, the jackpot would be worth an estimated $337.8 million. The prize rose to $450 after no one matched all 5 white balls in the Powerball on Saturday. It was increased again on Tuesday to $485, and then again on Wednesday to the $500 million mark, thanks to the brisk ticket sales. Despite the 1 in 175 million odds, the Pennsylvania Lottery said tickets were selling at a rate of 2,300 a minute on Tuesday.
Jeez.
Well, I do it. I mean, why? Who needs the chump change of a third of $1 billion? I want a $500 million or nothing.
Right.
I'm kidding, folks. Don't take it seriously. It's reached its highest level since last February. I didn't realize it was only a year ago when it hit $425. The winning ticket was purchased by a California man who chose the cash option with more than $242 million. I'd take the cash.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's been rolling since November 29th when a Washington woman hit the $90 million. Oh, jump change. Top prize with her first ever Powerball ticket purchase, according to lottery officials. It starts at 40, goes up each time, but no one wins the prize. The record. Do you know what the record is? You probably didn't read the article, so you don't know. Take a guess.
So this isn't the record, then?
This is not the record.
Okay, I'm going to guess the record is 535.
Well, you're a little off, but not by only about $60 million. Nothing at all. $590.5 million won by a Florida ticket in May 2013, followed by $587.5 million, split between tickets sold in Missouri and Arizona in November 2012. The top two all-time lottery ticket jackpots are both from Mega Millions. So this is Powerball was 590. Mega Millions, $656 million, one in March 2012, and $648 million, one in December 2013.
Wow.
Almost $750 million.
I mean, there's,
you know,
there
I think we should ask
teams that don't even cost that much.
Yeah. Know? See, I think what we should do is say, because we've asked, what would you do if you won the lottery? Let's
right.
not ask that. Let's ask, what would you do if you won $500 million? Because I think winning, like, $50 million is different than winning $500 million, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm not sure it is.
Well, because the last time we asked, you know, what people would do with $10 million and $100 million, I mean, you get up to $500 million, I mean, you're...
Yeah, let's talk about $500 million, because that's what that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this one will undoubtedly be half a billion, because it was already $585 million. And they're selling 2,300 tickets, you know, a minute. So it'll. And you are you going to go buy? I'll go buy a ticket.
Yeah, I might go buy one. When
yeah, just because it's so silly. All right, so let's put up on Facebook. What would you do with $500 million if you won the lottery? All right, because I mean, why deal with chump change? I mean, $90 million? Oh, please, hardly worth getting out of bed for. Remember that was Naomi Campbell's famous statement: she wouldn't get out of bed for more than $10,000 or something, or 100. I don't even remember what it was. Yeah, she.
$90 million? Nah.
Who,
get the $250 and come.
Yeah, why? You know, I'm not buying it. I'm not even bothering to spend my dollar, and I only buy one ticket. I figure it doesn't significantly affect my odds to buy 100 of them, so just buy one.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So there you go.
Yeah.
So we should do that. All right.
Okay.
This is kind of a sad sign of the times. We've got the three tips for being mentally strong on Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy.
How about realizing it's a made-up stupid holiday that's made up to sell candy and chocolates and expensive dinners? And it had nothing originally to do with any of this stuff. It was a guy writing to his friends from prison saying he was okay. But what we're going to do the ultimate cheapo Valentine, which is... You have to write a poem, a limerick, or a song, right? And you can do it on Facebook if you want, but I'd much prefer. But you can't just say, "Oh, Cheryl, I love you. You're the sunshine of my life." I mean, you can do that if you want, but if you're going to do a song that someone else has done, you have to call us up and sing it. You can't just put it on Facebook. All right, and we'll do that on Friday, and then what you could do, we'll do it on Friday during the program, which means that you can download it. Even if you're hearing it delayed, you'll still have it. You can still go on the podcast, and so you'll have it for Saturday for Valentine's Day. And you can just sort of download it and wrap it with a little red ribbon and say, "I wanted everyone to know about my love, dude. I'm really chintzy and didn't even want to do the flowers and chocolate, dude." All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.